Shir number 87. We are beginning Shir Bitachin Perek Vav. Perek Vav is called the anti-collateral demands from Hashem. And Rabbi Rubinstein says that there's a common misconception that many have when they begin to learn about Bitachin. And that is, they say, they try to make a deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they say, Hashem, give me everything I need right now, and then I'll serve you. Give me unlimited cash flow, and then I'll learn, I'll daven, I'll do mitzvahs, and everything you want. Now, you're certainly allowed to ask Hashem for your needs, and you're encouraged to do so. But when it becomes a prerequisite for your service, that's foolish and misguided. And the Chavis HaLevavis calls people who make this demand Balei Mashkenais, those who demand collateral. And in this chapter he explains the one who demands this from Hashem is terribly mistaken and must learn the correct perspective. More than being a victim of illogical and irrational thinking, the demander loses out because he delays learning and practicing Bitachon, which would have led to his personal success and happiness in life had he not made those unreasonable demands. So says the Chavis HaLevavis in Perek Vav, U'moitzani lenochin, and I see fit, laharois, es hatipshus, to see the foolishness, ves hatois, and the mistake and ignorance, shabesh hashkafosam zu, for those who go with this viewpoint, ayidei sheva pirchais, seven ways of showing that they're wrong. Seven pirchay shadei yadam agalas gadol tousam. Seven questions that I will show the mistake and the great mistake these people make. Ve'esezois, and the Chavis HaLevavis says, I'm going to do this. Lamroishet starch laharicha yedekach. Even though I'm going to have to talk extensively, this chapter here is going to disprove and rebuke and embarrass those who still hold this view. Shagdara sam hanachayna hi. The proper way to term these people, hikat hamemashkenim as Hashem, the group of those who demand collateral from Hashem, mipnei shem nagim koisoy seicher. These people are like that storekeeper, hamoicher ba'akofel la'adam shehuloy mamenloy. A person sells to someone on credit, and he doesn't believe, he doesn't trust that the buyer is going to be able to pay. So the soicher, the storekeeper, asks for a collateral at the time of the sale, because he's afraid that the buyer won't have what to pay him and won't. For whatever the reason is, either he doesn't trust him, or maybe he does trust him, but it's possible that comes time for payment, he just won't have the yichailas, he won't have the money to do it. So the storekeeper, for whatever reason, nervous about being paid, asks for collateral. V'chein bali ashkofa zu, the people of this viewpoint, says the Chavis HaLevavis, einu mukhanim lavidas Hashem, they don't want to serve Hashem, they're like the storekeeper, I'm not going to give you service, Hashem. Unless Hashem first gives them prepayment of, as a collateral, their parnasa, the parnasa of their family, for their entire lives. As if they don't trust Hashem, that Hashem could pay them like this storekeeper. And therefore, says the Chavis HaLevavis, it seems to him that he's saying that it's going to be Mayrich. He's going to have to talk in length. And it's not as lengthy as Parak Dalet, but I guess compared to what he feels fit to say, he feels that he has to go into a discussion to prove these people wrong. And when he says he's going to embarrass them, it's not Petiras embarrassing. It's not a personal affront to these people. But he means to say is that we should be embarrassed. Any person who has this should be embarrassed. It's an embarrassing thought when you really think about it. Hapircha Rishayna. What is the first question? Sheyeshnal Odom Hamishtayach Likat Zuhi. The first question on a person who belongs to this group is as follows. Shenoy Marloi. We will tell him. Atoha Ish, you're the man. Shincha Mistapek Iman Hogas Odom Hialpig Zeros Habayra Eloi. That you're not sure. You're not sure if the way a person acts is al pigzeras habayre, that Hashem has decided and decreed how you're going to act. Meaning, shein chamam in b'chaychei habilti mugbol. The first thing is that you don't believe that Hashem has power that has no limitations to it. Asher or sichlecha chashach. The light of your intellect has become dark. V'ner tvunos chakava. And the candle of your understanding has been extinguished. Meaning, default, a person should realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has limitless amounts of anything to take care of him. Why is this all dark? Why don't you understand? Because the darkness of your desires have overshadowed your reasoning. Only from your friend. That's the person you ask for collateral. You're not in his rishus. Ufkudasi eina mechayeves ischa. And there's nothing that his command is not mechayev you to do anything. You're not in his control. So your friend, who has nothing over you, you ask him for collateral. Aval sochra mistakel ivnei odom. What about a hired worker, a day worker? Hare leinochei mitzidoi sheikach mashken avor maskurtoi mimi shesochrei soy oili fnei sheischa vavaydosai. Do you think someone hires you? Someone hires you to do work and you say, listen, I'll do the work, but I want you to pay with a mashken beforehand, before I start working, because I'm not sure if you're going to be able to pay me. You work for him. You don't have the right to demand anything. V'kol shekein shalei nocha mitzado eved. And what if it's a slave? L'kachas mashkem me'adoyin of oy lifnei sheischa l'avodesoi. A slave that asks for a mashkein from his master, the master that owns him? V'kavachaymer shein li'yitzo l'mashkein is yoytzrei. Kavachaymer, a creation, should not ask for collateral from his maker. Oy lifnei sheischa l'avodesoi. It's ludicrous. It doesn't make any sense in Seichel. Ani mispali al hashkafas chazu. Here, Chayvus Halvav is like talking to the person. I am astounded by your outlook. Shreimai mavidoso shalevet la'adainav. When a slave works for his master, forget about a mashkain. Al menashe yifrele yischare achar avidosoi. He genai lo eved. An eved is owned by his master. Master already paid for him. He doesn't owe him any money. Don't be like an eved that works on manas l'kabel pras. An eved doesn't work on manas l'kabel pras. What, to get paid at the end of the day? An eved doesn't deserve to be paid at the end of the day. The master owns him. So an eved, who for sure should not work, waiting for that bonus at the end of the day or the payment, that's a genai l'eved. Who are you? You're owned by this person. He doesn't owe you anything. We shouldn't serve Hashem al manas l'kabel pras. In came a kol shekein shevel lo yois ponov levakish mashken al parnasosoi oy lifnei sheischa b'avodosoi. And the extreme, we're slaves of Hashem. He owes us nothing. He owns us. We have to work for him. So the Mishnah says, don't work amanas the kabel pras, that he should pay you at the end of the day. Kal shekein, you can't ask for a mashkin before the day starts, before your work starts. Like the pasuk says, Halashem tigmulu zois amnavo v'leichacham halayavu hu avicha kanecha hu ascha v'ichaynenecha. This is how you pay back Hashem. He's your father who created you. He made you. He gave you a foundation. You can't even ask for pras, for schar, kol shekein. You can't ask for hamashkain, for collateral, before you start working. And we will continue with the second pircha next year.